Psalm 78, the 78th Psalm, and I want to look at verse 41. The 78th Psalm and verse 41. The Bible says, "Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel." I want to preach on this thought tonight. Now listen to me carefully. On how to defeat God. On how to defeat God. You say, "Preacher, why in the world would you want to defeat God?" I don't know. Why would we? Why would we not want to go with God and allow God to minister to us and allow to help us? But the Bible tells here, and I got to thinking about this as I was reading through the Psalms the other day, and it says, he said, "Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel." Who is limiting God? Amen. Are we limiting God tonight? Are you limiting God? Am I limiting God? Is the church a whole? Are we limiting God? Now, my Bible tells me that God can do all things. My Bible tells me that there's nothing impossible with God. Amen? Is that not by? Am I in the book? Amen? If that's true, then why do we want to limit God? Why do we want to limit what we believe about God, what we think about God, what we know about God? If God's told us that He can do all things, then praise God, all things God can do. If God tells us that there's nothing impossible with Him, then we know that, praise God, that possibilities are endless with God. Amen? I was thinking about the folks in the church, how folks have come through cancers and they've won. Amen? How prayers has went up and we've seen the mighty hand of God. When doctors have said, "You know what, there's not much hope. We just kind of do the best we can." But I want to say, praise God, Dr. Jesus moved in. Praise God, it made the difference. He's done it time and time again. And why do we doubt God? Why do we wonder if He can do it again? Amen? If He's done it before. But we see the limit of God. Now, who were the people that were limiting God? The Bible says here, if you go over to Psalm 78, verse 62, it said, "And He gave His people over." Amen? Who were doubting God? Who were limiting God? The people of God. Those that were supposed to been His. Amen? The ones that were supposed to belong to the Lord God of heaven. They were the ones that was putting limits on God. They was the ones that was wondering if God really, really could. Amen? Praise God. They were the ones that was limiting God, the chosen people of God. It was a delivered people. And the people that God had already delivered. Does that sound familiar? And it got, look back at verse 13. It said, "He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and He made the waters to stand us in the heap." The Bible said they congealed. Amen. Hey, praise God, Brother Robert. They come through the sides. It stood up in a heap, and they was like jello. Amen. God did that. Praise God. It was a people that was already, it was a chosen people. It was a people that God had already delivered. How many times is God going to have to deliver us before we believe and trust in Him? How many times is He going to have to bring us through, praise God, and give us victory? Amen. We sing victory in Jesus, praise God, but do we really mean and realize that we have victory in Jesus? Amen. Praise God. When it's all said and done, if you're a child of God, you have victory. You're a winner. Amen. Praise God. You might say you can take it to the house because it's yours. Amen. Victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a delivering Savior. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But they were divinely guided, praise God, through the expanses of where they went. Bible says that they, in verse 14, said they were guided by a cloud by day. We mentioned this morning, and a fire by night. Amen. I'm talking about the divine guiding hand of God. A chosen people, a delivered people, and a guided people. Was there any difference between them and us? Hello? If you're a born again believer, you trust in God, they praise God. You are God's chosen person, people. Amen. We are God's chosen people. Praise God. He chose us, praise God. He called us out and we received Him. So we see here in the Word of God how God has moved upon His people. How do we defeat God? By not being His people. Amen. Not accepting what he's done. See, not only were they divinely led people, guided people, but they were divinely supplied people. Amen. In verse number 15, he said he clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. Verse 16, and he brought streams also out of the rock. Amen. I'm glad for that water. It comes out of the rock. Amen. Even in the wilderness, praise God, God said they was water out of the rock. Yeah. That rock is Christ Jesus, our Savior. That rock is what flows. And he said, cause the waters to run down like rivers. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. Praise the Lord. He gave them, and not only did he give them water out of rock, but he gave them manna. Verse 24, he said, and it rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn. Now watch this, of heaven. Amen. What was manna? Praise God. God says it was the corn from heaven. It's nourished from heaven. It's something that God gave them from heaven. So they were, not only were they divinely led and guided, praise God, they were divinely supplied in the wilderness. Amen. Praise God. So they was water from the rock. They was manna from heaven. Praise God. And they got to whining and complaining that they had liked to have some meat. They got to thinking about the fish in Egypt and the garlic and the leeks that they had over there, those spices and things that they liked so much. And God says in verse 25, he said, man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heaven. And by his power, he brought in the south wind. Amen. Praise God. And he rained flesh also upon them as dust, and then feathered fowls like as the sand of the sea. Amen. Praise God. They got to want meat. So God said, hey, listen, Moses, tell them, praise God, get ready, because I'm going to bring them some meat. He said, I'm going to bring them so much meat, praise God, they'll get tired of eating meat. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he supplied the people with water out of the rock. He supplied them with manna from angel food. Praise God. And supplied them, praise God, with quail meat, praise God, to satisfy the lust of their flesh. Amen. Praise God. So, but you say, okay, well, preacher, if he did all that, then how did they limit God? How did they limit God? Let me tell you how they went. God, now God was supplying all their need, right? He was doing everything for them. Everything they asked and beyond, God was doing it. Amen. Why can't we just go with God, just allow him to do things that he does best, which is take care of me and you? But how did they defeat God? They decided to just do the thing, praise God, that wasn't pleasing to God, would bring a reproach on God's name. How'd they limit God? They began to hold on to idols. Amen. They was things that was more important than God. In verse 58, he said this. He said, for they provoked him to anger with their high places and moved him to jealousy with their graven images. Amen. God was supplying their need. God was doing everything. He was not only their needs, but their wants, praise the Lord. God was supplying. God was doing it for them. But they said, you know what? That's not enough. We'll set us up some high places of worship. Amen, praise God. And said, when we get up them high places, then we'll set us up some images in there so we can have something to look at while we worship. You know what they ought to have been doing? They ought to have been worshiping God, and they ought to have been looking into heaven. Amen, from which the help comes, praise the Lord. They ought to have been looking for those good things of God, amen. They ought to have been looking, instead of their idols and their images, praise the Lord, they ought to have been looking to the good God of heaven. They ought to have been offering up praises and sacrifices unto him. Obedience, praise God, from a broken and a contrite spirit that God Almighty could move upon their hearts and continue to help them the way he was. Amen. But said Bible said they turned their back on God. They turned in a different direction. So they turned back and tempted the Lord. And through tempting God, they limited the Holy One of Israel. They limited what God could do for them. If we ain't careful, how to defeat God? By limiting him to what he can do for you. You put limits on God. We put limits on God. God don't have no limits. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't know. You know, I don't know if God can handle this. God can handle anything. It's you and I that can't handle things. It's you and I that need help from the Lord. Amen. It's our families, praise God, that get in situations. It's our nation, our leaders, our people that get in situations. But God can handle all that. There's nothing too hard for God. Amen. So they turned to idols. They held on to the idols of the world, and they lacked faith in God Almighty. That's why we do a lot of what we do. We just don't have enough faith. As the Father said, when the Lord asked him if he helped his son, he said, if you can believe, he said, well, Lord, help thou. He said, I believe, but Lord, help thou mine unbelief. He said, if there's any unbelief, lack of faith in me, praise God, Lord, do help me to know and do and get the word of faith. My faith will be strong enough to believe in what you can do. But they lacked faith in the Lord. Verse 19, they said this, and yea, they spake against God. How to defeat God? Speak against him. Blaspheme the God of heaven. Amen. God help us. He said, he spake against God. They said, can God? We better be careful when we start asking the question, can God? I want to tell you tonight, without a doubt, God can. Amen. Anytime somebody says, well, preacher, can God? Praise the Lord. Hey, I just turned it around. I said, God can. God can do all things, praise God. There's nothing too hard for God. We've seen him, we begged and asked God to touch us and help us, and he has. He's moved in situations that we could have never dreamt that we could come through and come out of. But God delivers again, just like he promised he would, praise God. Can God? God can. But the lack of faith, praise God, it limited what God can do. Our lack of faith will limit what God can do. The Lord said many, many times when he was talking in the Gospels, he would say, listen, he said, be it according to your faith. Hope we pray that we don't have weak faith, because weak faith can see us from seeing the bountiful hand of God. We got to have faith believing in order to receive the precious things of God. So they had a lack of faith. That was limiting God. And they listened to the voice of the people. Amen. We got to be careful that we listen to the voice of God and we don't listen to the voice of people. People are distractors. It says of the people in verse number 8, it said, and I not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. He said they had a flippant spirit. I mean, if we ain't careful, we get to listening to people that's got a flippant spirit. You know, people that sometimes are good one minute and off the wall on the next. Amen. We're not consistent in our faith, not consistent in our belief. Praise God. We can't listen to the voices of the people. We got to listen to the voice of God. Because if you get to listen to people, amen, you may be all right in a minute, but in another minute, praise God, you may be discouraged. We live in a discouraging time. But praise God, when we put our faith and trust the Lord Jesus Christ, we know what the end result's going to be. One day in a little while, folks, Lord, hallelujah, we're going to go out of here to be with the Lord. And we're going to be with Him forever. We're going to praise Him and give Him glory in heaven. Amen. Heaven one day in a little while is going to be our home. Are you ready? Are you geared up? Are you satisfied in the Lord? Amen. How'd they limit him? Praise God. They limit him with idols. They limit him without faith. Praise God. They wondered if God could, and they listened to other people that were distractors. Amen. Generations were led astray because of distractors. Well, listen, we can't listen to people. Praise God. We got to listen to God. If we listen to God, we can change the generations. Amen. We can redirect our people. We can redirect our youngins, our children, our lives, and our homes, praise God. And if enough people get in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we can change the direction of our country. Amen. It's going to take the Lord. Ain't no politician going to take us there, but praise God, the Lord can. The Lord Jesus Christ, God can. Amen. Praise God. So why did they limit that? When did they limit the Lord? When did they limit? When they begin to look around, praise God. While the world was looking upon them, while the world was watching them, they begin to limit what God can do. You don't think the world sees that? When we come with little faith or no faith and we begin to wonder and we become wishy-washy in the things of God, don't you know that the world is watching us? The world is looking at us. The world sees us. The world sees how we act and how we react to situations, and they determine the faith we have in God on how we react. Amen. And when the whole world was watching them, amen, they began to chase after their idols. They begin to go in different direction. They begin to seek other means of advancement. Amen. They took their eyes off of the prize, if you would. But God Almighty promised that He would be there. See, not only was the world looking on, but the Lord's name, God's name was at stake. The Lord's name is at stake when we say that we're Christians, that we love the Lord, and then we begin to deter and defer, praise God, in different directions. The world sees that. It breaks my heart because there's been people that have been in, and they've been supposedly been faithful to God, and they love the Lord, but then you turn around, and next thing they're gone, and the people that was watching them, family members, loved ones, children, acquaintances, praise God, look at them, they said, look what happened to them. And it brings a reproach on the very name of God. Amen. We got to be careful. I've said many, many times, and I'll say it from now on. Now see, what we see, God Almighty speaking here, and what they're doing, what He's doing, He's trying to remind. It's trying to remind the children of Israel where they are, who they are, where God had brought them from, and where God was taking them to. But He said they've certain circumstances, praise God, it's throwed a monkey wrench in the business. Amen? He said that it defeats the purpose of God. If you want to defeat the purpose of God, how to defeat God is to follow in a way that's not Godward. But people are watching their lives and they're seeing how, and it brings a reproach on God's name. So if that's the way God is, amen. But I believe for people that's truly been going to, when did they limit God's, when the world was watching, when God's name was at stake, amen, and when, praise God, the leaders of the church, Moses and the others, they had a vision for the people, they had a direction that God had told them that they was going to go, praise God, but they deferred from that and they went their own pernicious way. How many people today, praise God, God's got a purpose, a plan, and we should have a vision to see everybody born again, headed for heaven, praise God. Not looking back, not being discouraged, but being encouraged in the Lord and encouragers. Say, praise God, come on with me, let's go. We're going to heaven, praise God. We've got to go. We've got to go together. And when a vision, the leaders had a vision. They chose to go in a different direction. Amen. And what was the sad part is when they did this, praise God, the victory was right in sight. Amen. The promised land. Victory, it was in sight of the promised land. Verse 54, he says this, and said, He brought them to the border of His sanctuary, even to this mountain, which His right hand had purchased. He brought them to a land that God had bought and paid for, praise God, that He had promised them. And they come right to the borders of the land. Victory was in sight. Amen. Listen, if you're a child of God, victory's in sight. It's just right over there. And we just have to stay with the Lord and keep pressing on towards Him. And just one day in a little while, praise God, we'll enter into His glory. In the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll be there with Him. And He'll be there with us. Praise His holy name. Amen. Praise God, that great promised land. They pulled right up to the very gates. To the very gates of the promised land. And they said, yeah, this is what God has promised, but. Amen. This is what God said we could have, but. Wonder why we do that. Because we're a bunch of goats. Amen. We're like they say here about them, it's a generation that was, they were stubborn, they were rebellious. Verse number 8, praise God. Generation after generation, they set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. They haven't determined in their heart, you know what? No matter what happens, we're going to go with God. We're going to stay with God. We're not going to be deferred, praise God. We're not going to take our eyes off the prize. Amen. Paul said that prize is a high call in Christ Jesus our Lord. We've got better things ahead for those that believe on Lord Jesus Christ. The very gates of the promised land was before them. Amen. They should have been gearing up and charged up and ready to go in. Because God done provided it for them. Amen. But they was rebellious against God. They set up idols. How to defeat God is just do the things that's not pleasing to God. That's how we defeat God. That's how we limit God and what He's able to do for us. But when we put our faith and trust in praise God, He does the rest. Amen. You see what the result is to limiting God? Can you see what they forfeited? Amen. The Bible said that he delivered His strength into captivity. Look at verse 61. He said, and delivered His strength into captivity, His glory into the enemy's hands. But the result of limiting God, praise God, is ending up defeated. Ended up in captivity to this old lost and dying world. Ended up in captivity, praise God, to the depravity of men. We're living in a depraved world. We're living in a sick world. Amen. All you got to do is turn the TV on now and it's disgusting. They're taking drag queens and some kind of something or another. That's men dressing up like women going into schools. Just the filthiest mess you ever seen. And they want to put that... Now, why do they want to put it in there with our kindergarten, first, second, third graders? Amen? They want to indoctrinate them, want them to make them think that it's okay. Because they want to do all kind of perverted things to our children. It's wickedness. It's wickedness. Amen? And that's what they're after, praise God. He said they're delivered into captivity of the lust of their own stinking flesh, turning their backs on a holy God. And they're delivered in, he says, into the glory of His enemies, the enemy's hands. Can you see where we're at as a nation tonight? Said only 30-some percent of the people of the United States of America truly believe in a God now, any kind of God. Whether it be Muhammad or any other god. Amen. Who's not even a god. We're in a mess. But they've been delivered into the captivity of the devil. They've been into the captivity of the enemy. Into the very hands of the enemy. How do you come out of it? Praise God. We trust the Lord. We walk with God. We remember. You know what they was doing? They was telling the children, remember, praise God, where God brought you from. Remember what God's got for you. Remember the promises that He has. Remember the place called heaven. Remember Jesus said there is a way and I'm the way. Remember, praise, He said, praise God, I go to prepare you a place. Amen. And I'll bring you to that place that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. That also place is an awesome place. In the very presence of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Why ain't we lifting Him up? Amen. The results of limiting God. If we're not lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ, magnifying Him on high, people's not going to come to Him. People will not know about Him. So how shall they hear without a preacher? Without somebody to tell them that Jesus loved them and He died for their sins. That their souls could be saved. Amen. People don't have to die and go to hell. Lost without God because Jesus Christ died for the souls of men. A whosoever Savior, praise God. But He delivered them to captivity. Because of their sins, He delivered to the enemy. Into the very hands of the enemy, praise God. He said there was a consuming fire in verse 63. He said the fire consumed their young men. Amen. And their maidens were not given to marriage because the young men were gone. The ones that they were married, those good fellows. Amen. Those good fellows weren't there because they were devoured by fire. The fires of God had consumed them away. I'm just wondering today, I thought about, as I was reading through this, I thought about, what are we going to do for our children coming up? Hey, listen, I've got all granddaughters. I mean, there's nothing but women all around us. Amen. In our household, I mean. Ours. All women, these young girls. What are they going to have? What kind of hope, what kind of prosperity can they hope to have with the men and the supposed young men that we have today? Amen. There's a few. I'm not going to say there's none, but there's a few that's seeking after the Lord. There's a few that's walking with God. But you young ladies, listen to me. Don't you settle for second best. If you can't find a good young man, praise God, that goes to church, that worships the Lord, that loves the Lord Jesus Christ, has been saved and born again, leave him alone. He'll lead you astray. The fire, a consuming fire, will consume him away. Praise God, while you look at him, he'll be no account to you. He will never make a home with him. But praise God, if you find you somebody that loves the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're the only one, hey, without the love of Jesus Christ, they'll never be able to love you. Amen. They'll never be able to love you. But if they love the Lord Jesus Christ with all their heart, their mind, their soul, and their strength, like the Bible tells us to do in Deuteronomy 6, praise God, in the very beginning, then they'll be able to love you too. Amen. I know that's right. It works. And fire consumed them away. Amen. Because they had turned their backs from God. Listen, in the things that we're seeing today, this TikTok and this wickedness that we got on our phones today, you better get away from it. Don't get on it. Don't look at it. Don't open it. It's wickedness. Right. They're trying to corrupt your mind with that mess, the filth, the music, the dancing, the lewdity that's in it. Amen. You don't need that stuff. Praise God. You need the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and He'll suffice you. Amen. It don't matter if you're 6 or 16. It don't matter that you're 26 or 66. Amen. Praise God. The Lord God Almighty will suffice you when we depend on Him. Amen. Don't try to defeat God, but try to be what God would have you to be. Even for His glory. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, you don't have to change your everything about you for this world. You don't have to have markings all over your body and tattoos and piercings all over you to be attractive. Amen. You want to be attractive. Love the Lord Jesus Christ and let Him see the love of God radiating from you. That's what makes a difference. That's what makes a person look lovely. Those that love the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Those that love the Lord. Don't have to run around naked, showing off the flesh. Amen. For somebody for people to see you. They see a child of God. They see a child of God that's covered up. Yeah. Amen. Bible said, let me just throw this in here, what the Lord brought to my mind. The Lord says that the showing of the thigh is nakedness in the eyes of God. Yeah. Your thigh is from the back of your knee to the from your waistline to the back of your knee. Yeah. Amen. So if you're showing that, He said, you're running around naked in the eyes of God. Yeah. Just think about that next time you go out in your short shorts. Amen. Praise God. We ought to cover up. Amen. It goes for him men too. See men running around, praise God, in that kind of... It don't impress me none. And I don't know if it impressed you ladies or not, but it don't help me a bit. Amen. These little old gals running around in these short, tight stuff, it don't help me a bit. It don't impress God none. Amen. But praise God, if we want to be impressed with God, we come out and I tell you, when we walk right and we act right and we talk right and we dress right, we'll be right with God. Amen. Amen. That's how the world will know who we are. When we love the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart. Amen. But He said He's consuming fire. And He said, if we ain't careful, when we defeat God, when we do the things that defeat the proper and principles of God. Amen. We become a reproach to God. In chapter and Psalms, the 79th Psalm, in verse number 4, he says this. He said, we are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. Yeah, that's what we become. And they said, well, how long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. Amen. But God says, you know what? I can't do that till I get you straightened out. I'm trying to straighten out my people, my chosen one of Israel. Amen. When I get you straightened out, I'm going to work on the heathen. He says, I know where they're at. I know what they need. But do you know where you're at? And said, do you know what you need? Amen. God says, I know exactly what needs to be done. But do you know what needs to be done? He said, isn't it about time for you to quit defeating the proper and the principles of God? Amen. Ain't it about time to remind the children the proper procedure for following God by trusting in Him, not rebelling against Him. Amen. Praise God. You know what took place? Because they had become a reproach, a whole bunch of them, Brother Robert, died in the wilderness. Died in the wilderness without God. You say, preacher, well, how in the world could you ever, an almighty God, how could we defeat God? I'll tell you how to defeat God. The Bible says here in chapter number 78, verse 22, he says this. This is how we defeat God. Amen. How we defeat God. Verse 22. He says, because they believe not in God. He said, they believe not in God. And trusted not in His salvation. How do you defeat God tonight? How do you defeat God? By not believing in God. And by not trusting in His salvation. Amen. If you've been saved tonight, praise God, you can trust in salvation. Bible says that salvation is not of you. Brother Logan preached on this during revival. The salvation is not of you. Salvation is the gift of God. God gives us through grace the gift of salvation through faith. It's all God. Amen. We just receive that salvation from God when we believe on God. But they defeated God because they believed not God. And they didn't trust in God's salvation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, I believe on God. I believe on Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart. Death, burial, and resurrection. I know that He died for me. Praise God. I believe that, don't you? Amen. And I trust, praise God. I come one night in March 1976 and I fell on my face. I said, Lord, please forgive me a sinner. I meant that with all my heart. I knew I was on my way to hell. Amen. I felt the fires and the heats, the smoke and the fire from the brimstone. Amen. I knew if I died, I was going to hell just as sure as I was, as day was day. But praise God, I'm glad Jesus Christ on that Wednesday night showed me my condition. I confessed my sins to Him, confessed me and myself to be an old sinner. Hey, let me just say this. I didn't confess, Brother Josh, I didn't confess every sin I'd ever done. It's too many of them. But I confessed that I was a sinner, that I'd done all those sins. And I was apt to do other sinful things. And I asked Jesus Christ to forgive me of my sin, past, present, and future, and save me by His marvelous grace. Amen. And you know what He did? He took me, He plunged me in the blood, and wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise be to God. Why? Because I trusted in the Lord. Praise God. I believed in the Lord God of heaven, and I trusted Him for my salvation. And guess what, church? God bless your sweetheart. I'm still trusting in Him for my salvation today. Amen. I'm serving the same God and the same Savior. And praise God, the same blood that was shed on Calvary, only shed one time for everybody. Amen. Praise God. And that's but the only way, the way to defeat God is not to believe on God. And not to trust in His salvation. The author of the 78th Psalm, he was writing to Asaph, and he was saying, hey, listen, he said, we need to realize what God has, who He is, and what He's done for us, where He's brought us from, and where He's promised to take us. They come right up to the portal, they come up to looking over into the promised land, but then they begin to doubt God. Begin to doubt God. They went in there, them spies went in to spy out the land, come out with a thing of grapes. I pray them great old big grapes, bigger than softballs. Amen. I just see them. Praise God. Yes, slice them up like you do cantaloupe to eat them. Praise God. Said, this is what's over and over there. God's done give us a promise. Praise God. They ordered all, said, let's go. But they said, you know what? The old devil rolled up his head and he said, these giants over there, great old big people, I don't know how we'll ever overcome them. Praise God, God already brought them to the promised land, brought them to the boundary, brought them to the gate, to the border, and said, young'uns, it's time to go in. Amen, praise God. There's no use to go spy out the land. Just go in. Praise God. He said, I'm going to give it to you. He said, I've already bought it. I've possessed it. I've purchased it. It's yours. I'm going to say tonight, praise God, by the same principle, we've got a place in heaven. Amen. Praise God. It's glorious to behold. Oh, there may be some giants between here and there that we'll have to overcome. But God says, hey, listen, I've got this. I've got this, I've got you, and I'll help you to get to the other side. Amen. Hey, don't defeat God. God's a winner. And we just need to go with God. Amen. We believe on God. Trust in God. And trust in God's salvation for me and you. Praise God. He did it. He did it for you and He did it for me. And if we'll just trust in Him, praise God. All the fierceness, all the wrath that God has, He'll pour out on our enemies. Amen. He'll bless us and help us. He'll call us unto Himself. And I'm listening for that glorious call one day when He'll say, come away, my beloved, my fair ones. Come away.